Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by District 2 Tuolumne County Supervisor Ryan Campbell. We're in the midst of a five-part series speaking with the individual supervisors about issues specific to their district and the county as a whole. Supervisor Campbell, next thing I want to ask you about is the Law and Justice Center campus, where you have the juvenile detention facility, the jails under construction, state's building a courthouse. I'm curious your thoughts on that whole project as a whole, and specifically the juvenile detention, because that's been kind of one of the more talked about facilities in the county.
Yeah, the juvenile detention center, to my understanding, is it's had roughly 16 juvenile inmates
per day.
I don't know what the appropriate term is for that, but juvenile inmates in there on average lately. So it's been more utilized of late than it was when it was first opened. Right now, with the staffing we have there, it has capacity for about 16 inmates, and that's what we have there. So on that front, that's good. And we are starting to get student inmates from other counties coming in there, from neighboring counties. I believe Amador has a contract with the county where they are having some of their kids come down here. So the program itself has been, by every measure, successful. It's actually a model for the state. We've, you know, been recognized in many capacities for the work that Linda Downing has done out there. And you know, it's there, and we're responsible to make sure that it succeeds and that we see it through.
So most all supervisors kind of praise the work that's being done out there. There's still the issue of coming up with the extra revenue to cover the cost of the facility. Do you think there's ways that the county could potentially make more revenue from that facility?
Well, there's no extra revenue. The costs of that facility are already built into the budget, and so we've absorbed those costs, and we're moving forward with the operation of the juvenile detention facility in mind. So I don't believe there's anything extra that needs to be done. I don't really see it as a revenue generating enterprise. I don't really think it should be that, since the job it's there to perform is to take kids who have been in difficult situations and have gotten into trouble and turn their lives around. That, I think, is the chief goal of that facility, and I think it's doing that exceedingly well.
How about the new jail facility? What are your thoughts on that new building, which will likely come online early next year?
Yeah, so we're on track for opening it early next year. It's a vast improvement over what we had. We're still kind of, you know, you talk about the costs of the juvenile facility. We're still kind of finding ways to absorb the costs of this new jail facility. I'm confident with the budget process we just went through that we will be able to do that. And it's a much better situation for the inmates and for the staff that will be working there.
Do you have any early thoughts about, you know, looking forward down the line of how that property could be used more in the future?
Oh man, well, I'm looking forward to the courthouse. I think that's going to be a great project for this county. There's a lot of options. You know, there's ideas for either county office space or office space that would be rented to private individuals or leased, or there's a lot of options for the land out there. I think it's kind of a prime location in the county for having future development, either of county facilities or for private individuals to come in there and use it.
The last time we had you on Motherload Views, you were a pretty new supervisor shortly after you took office. Yes. You've now gone through your first budget officially with the county as a supervisor. How did that process go?
It was the most difficult part of the job thus far for me, because we did have layoffs, and it was a great struggle. But I'll tell you what I experienced and what I hope the citizens of the county experienced was the first fair and true accounting of the finances of this county that we've really had in a long time. This was a really honest look at what our revenues are, what our expenses are, and how are we going to be able to pay for the services that the the people of Tuolumne County expect from us. And, you know, I've talked to folks who have said to me, why is Tuolumne County struggling in this way when some of our neighboring counties are not, other counties throughout the state are not having these kind of budgetary issues? And the answer is they are. They're just not accounting for it and taking a proactive approach that we are in Tuolumne County. Every county in the state is seeing increasing PERS costs, increasing healthcare costs, increasing costs associated with fire protection and law enforcement. And these are universal across the state. On top of that, you add unfunded liabilities that have been increasing at the state level, and those costs have kind of been passed on to counties in a lot of ways. And so we're in a situation where we need to find a way to balance the books into the future. And our county administrator, Tracy Riggs, I think deserves a lot of credit for doing that. And also all five members of the Board of Supervisors have taken that proactive approach to ensure that if there is a recession in the future, you know, next 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, we will be able to handle that. And I think that's the big difference between what's going on in Tuolumne County and what's happening in other counties. But we're not unique in any way with any of the problems that have come up with the budget.
Looking ahead to the next budget year, are you anticipating another more difficult decisions on the horizon?
I wouldn't say more difficult. You know, so in the last Board of Supervisors meeting, we approved the final reading of the ballot measure that will go to voters in March. They'll have an opportunity to vote whether or not to increase the transient occupancy tax by 2% and increase the sales tax by a penny on the dollar. Sorry. I think of things in terms of pennies and nickels and dimes, so I'm a little old-fashioned that way. So those two measures, if the citizens of Tuolumne County decide that those are appropriate, I think will go a long way to ensuring that the services that people have come to expect from the county are there into the future and for generations to come. But if, you know, we're going to make it work no matter what happens.
You know, also on the issue of fire prevention, you talked a little bit about ingress and egress earlier in the show. This past year, the county has made fire prevention and resiliency one of the top issues. You know, how do you feel the county has done this past year, trying to be more resilient for the next fire that's bound to come?
It's been a slow process. I think we've succeeded in a lot of ways. Certainly compared to other counties our size, we've been probably the most proactive in the state. I mean, I think that's a pretty fair statement. Based on the grants that we've received, based on the money we've spent in this regard, I think we are by far a leader in the state for counties our size and in our type of geography. We've had the roadside fire fuels reduction plan has been ongoing. We've done fire fuels removal on Phoenix Lake, Longway, Kewin Mill. It has not, I would say it hasn't gone as quickly as we had hoped. A large part of that is because of the availability of the baseline fire crews. You know, with so many fires going on in the rest of the state, they've been called away to fight those, and they're not available for things like roadside fire clearance, which is less of a priority than an actual ongoing fire. So that's been a bit of a struggle. But it's ongoing, and of the 140 some odd miles of road we plan on treating, we expect to get that done within the next 2 years.
Need to take one more break. Talking to Supervisor Ryan Campbell, who represents District 2 in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This is the final part of our five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment this weekend is coming up in just a minute.